Have any of y'all ever been like that? You know, somebody does something to you and you say, well, you know, I'll forgive her in a week. I'm going to hold a grudge against her for a week. I won't go see her for a week because she did what she did to me or he or whatever. But if somebody really hurts you and really does something bad to you, you say, I don't never want to see them again as long as I live. You ever heard people make those kind of statements? Of course. It all depends upon the severity of what the sin was against you. If it was just a little sin, it's easy to forgive them in a few days, isn't it? All right, well, okay, I'll go see them in a week, you know, whatever. But if it was really something they really did that you don't like, I'd say, I ain't never, ever going to go see that person again. I'm never. And we do that. But God, He had a plan there. And, of course, I don't know why He turned them over to the Philistines for 40 years, but He's God. He does what He wants to do. Since you're the boss, you know, when you're the boss, you can pretty well do what you want to do, can't you? You know, like if you own your own company, you know, if you want to do something one way, you do it the way you want to do it, right? Sure, if you're your own company or if you're building your own house and you're paying the bill and you say, well, I want this room here and this room here and this one here like this, and somebody says, well, I don't think that's the way it should be built. You say, who's going to live in this, me or you? And I'm going to build it this way, and here's what most guys say, I'm going to build it this way because this is the way my wife wants it. You know, most guys could care less. They just want a roof over their head, but the wife, she wants it a certain way. And so it says, in those days, a man named Manoah from the tribe of Dan lived in the town of Zorah. His wife was unable to become pregnant, and they had no children. Now then, there is a million reasons why people don't have children. You know, it seems like that you take one couple, they get married, and they try, and they try, and they try. They want to have children, and they never have one. The next one gets married, and the first time they go to bed, man, she's conceived. Bam, she's pregnant. 9 months later, she's got a baby, and they say, oh, Lord, I don't want no more kids. And 30 days later, or 60, well, I'm hoping they're not that quick. 60 days later, she finds out she's pregnant again. And just, in fact, as I read some of these stories in here, I was reading one in the Old Covenant earlier today, and it says that, and this one particular guy, he had 30 sons and 30 daughters. Now, another said he had 40 sons and 30 grandsons. I thought, wow. You know, they used to really have children. Don't you feel sorry for those wives? You know, how would you like to be a wife and bear 40 kids in your life? No, that girl's shaking her head. No. Well, I'm with you, girl. You know, I'd feel sorry for you. Of course, I would hope that he had more than one wife. You know, I'd hope that, you know, if he had 40 sons in his life. Otherwise, I mean, this girl's pregnant all the time, her whole life, from the time she's a teenager, you know, until she's 50 years old, she's pregnant. And that's, I can think of a lot of things that would be better, I think, than to be pregnant all the time. It says his wife was unable to become pregnant, and they had no children, verse 3 and 4. The angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife and said, even though you have been unable to have children, you will soon become pregnant and give birth to a son. Now, why does God show up now after all these years? And they're trying, and they can't have a baby, and then all of a sudden, God shows up and said, you're going to have a child. And not only just a child, you're going to have a son. You reckon God has a plan? He always has a plan. You know, we don't understand, I mean, like today, you see people, I mean, you have no idea how many people that has come to me in the last 20 years that could have no children. And they've come and they want children. And man, I have prayed their prayer of faith for I don't even know how many women and husbands. In fact, I guess the quickest one, this one couple, he was an engineer down at one of the radio stations where I used to be on the air. And him and his wife, she had, I forget, 3 or 4 or 5 little surgeries before she got pregnant with the first one. And then she had a little boy. And after this one was born, her doctor told her, that's it, you can't have no more. It's over. Your body is not going to be able to have another child. And, of course, they listened to me on the radio quite often because he was an engineer down there. So one night I was speaking over at a church in North Fort Worth, And they came, and after the church service, they both came up and said, "We've been listening to you on the radio. My husband's an engineer in a radio station where you're on the air. We hear you talking about the miracles and the way God answers your prayers. We want you to pray for us." I said, "What for?" They said, especially her. She said, "I want another son. I don't just want another child." She wanted another son. He said, "We have one son. I want two sons." I said, "Well, I know the God that can give him to you." And the husband said, "And I'm in complete agreement with her. I want another child, and a son would be okay. So two sons would be fine." I knelt down in the upstairs of that church with that couple that Friday night. I knelt down with them, and we broke the curses, everything, prayed the prayer of faith for them, stood on God's promises, and I said, "Now, Lord, thank you, it's done." I got up, and I said, "Okay, you two go home and do what you have to do to get pregnant." And guess what? That very night, that woman conceived, and 9 months later to the day, she brought a 10-pound, 6-ounce, beautiful baby boy into the world. And, of course, I lost touch with them after the baby was born. When the baby was born, they were over in North Fort Worth at some little hospital, and she called me and said, "Thurman, my baby's just been born. You have got to come by and see him. He's the most beautiful thing." So I drove from work that afternoon around. I hadn't seen him in months. I drove around by there, found the room, walked in the room, and there was that beautiful little boy. She is holding that little thing in her arms, and they were so happy. And I said, "Okay, praise God." Well, I mean, I never saw him again. You know, just didn't see him. And probably 8 or 10 years later, I was in another radio station, you know, doing some stuff. And when I walked in, I hear this, "Thurman Scribner." And I thought, "Wow, who is that?" And I looked over, and it was that woman, and she had those two boys. She said, "Come in here." She run up and grabbed me like I was her long-lost son or something myself, throwed her arms around me, gave me a kiss on the cheek, and said, "Come in here and look at my boys." I went in, and there's those two beautiful sons, and she said, "This is the one you prayed for." He was a beautiful, handsome young man, about 10 or 12 years old or whatever. And I stopped and looked, and I thought, God, what we can do in prayer. And he had a plan. You know, I really have not followed up with them since then. I haven't seen them in years. But I think, God, what have you done with that little boy? You know, he had a plan for that little boy. That's why he brought that little boy into the world at my prayer. Whenever we pray in faith, there's nothing impossible with God. But I think how many people I've had that come to me that couldn't have children for some reason or another. And we've broken the curses, prayed for them. And some of them, it's taken 3 months. In fact, one of the most awesome ones was a young couple from India. They'd been trying for 9 years, and they could not get pregnant. They were Catholics. And he heard about me. And he come and said, "Thurman, I want you to pray for my wife and I. We want babies." I said, "Okay." So I said, his name was C.B. Thomas. I said, "C.B., do you and your wife love Jesus with all your heart?" He said, "Oh, yes." I said, "Where do you go to church?" He said, "We go to a Catholic church." I said, "Okay, you go to a Catholic church, but you love Jesus with all your heart." "Oh, yes, we love Jesus with all our heart." I said, "Okay, I'll pray the prayer of faith according to Mark 11:23. I'll ask the Father in Jesus' name to give you a baby." I did, and when I said, "Lord, give them a baby," he jumped and said, "Thurman, we don't want a baby. We want babies. We want more than one." So I re-prayed the prayer. I said, "Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know this couple's heart. I don't know their heart. So you know their heart. So I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to give this couple the desire of their heart." And I said, "They say they want babies." I said, "You know what that means? I don't." So, see, I didn't know if that meant one now and one later or up to five. I didn't have a clue what it meant. So I just said, "Lord, give them the desires of their heart." 3 months later, this guy come running in my office one day and said, "Thurman, praise God, my wife, we just got back from the doctor and she's pregnant." I said, "Well, I told you it would happen." I said, "All you got to do is believe God, stand on his word, and she'll get pregnant." So he said, "Well, praise God, she is pregnant." Well, 5 months later, he come bouncing back in there and said, "We just went and had a sonogram today, and guess what?" As happy as he was, I said, "Twins." He said, "Triplets." Triplets. So 4 months later, whatever, at 9 months, she had three beautiful boys. And, of course, her mother was from India and his mother was from India. And let me tell you, both mothers, grandmothers, came and stayed that first year with their daughter and daughter-in-law to take care of three babies. You talk about they needed help. Don't you agree with that, Ann? If you had three little babies to take care of, you, oh, that could be awesome, I guarantee you. It's almost a full-time job taking care of one at a time when they're little, isn't it, Kim? And when they get a little bigger, they're not quite so much trouble, praise the Lord. But this woman couldn't get pregnant, and so it says, the angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife and said, even though you have been unable to have children, you will soon become pregnant and give birth to a son. Now let me ask you this question. Who is running the universe? God. I mean, he's in charge. If you have children, he's the one giving to you. If you don't have children, he's the one that's withholding them from you. But you need to be happy in all things because he has a plan. You know, I don't understand God. I'll be the first to tell you I don't understand God. But I will say that, you know, we have a way of doing things. And when a man and a woman get pregnant, I get married. Usually, when they're young, they want to have children. You know, maybe, you know, I mean, I would give this instructions. I think that whenever a man and a woman get married, that they should not jump out there and get pregnant the first month. I think they need to be careful and not have babies for 2 or 3 years because the couple needs to learn how each other work. You know, when you go from single to married, you take on a whole new load just being married. You know, all of a sudden now then, you know, you're a single person and you do what you want to do, go what you want to do and everything. And like this guy here a while back that I've seen, I said, how's things going? And he said, well, I'm fixing to get married again. I said, get married again? I said, what happened to your wife with your children? Well, he said, she ran off on me and committed adultery. I looked him right in the eye and I said, you weren't taking care of business. I said, you're the reason your wife ran off. I didn't know none of the details, but later I talked to somebody that knew him. And he said, he got married at like 19 and she was like 17.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God's Ways Are Not Our Ways, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.